Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm continuing the dictation on patient Florencio Vasquez. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of posterior lateral hypesthesia and right lower, that is right lower extremity, and bilateral foot hypesthesia with symptoms of right sciatica. Subparagraph, abnormal MR findings of lumbar spinal stenosis. Subparagraph, comorbid symptoms of bilateral paresthesias in the groin and lateral buttocks, medial lateral buttocks, without hypesthesia. Subparagraph, remote history of sudden onset of lower extremity bilateral paresis, treated symptomatically with physical therapy and improved to the point of relatively normal ambulation over a period of several months. Dear Dr. Brown and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Florencio Vasquez for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. His clinical examination today demonstrates lateral hypesthesia with some hypesthesia on the dorsum of both feet, but not extending above the ankle on either side. Subparagraph, there is sensory hypesthesia subjectively radiating from the right sciatic area inferiorly with complaints of bilateral, gluteal, and saddle paresthesias without hypesthesia. New paragraph. His clinical examination demonstrates preserved deep tendon reflexes without pathological or primitive reflexes. New paragraph. Lumbar MR imaging accomplished at Enloe Medical Center on October 9th, 2020, shows a number of findings, colon, L1, L2, minimal central disc protrusion without spinal stenosis or neuroforaminal narrowing. Next subparagraph, L2, L3, mild to moderate spinal stenosis from disc bulging and degenerative hypertrophy of the facet joints, reduced AP dural sac diameter to 6 millimeters, crowding of the cauda equina, but no significant neuroforaminal narrowing. Next subparagraph, L3-L4, severe, underlined severe spinal stenosis due to disc bulging, ligamentum flavum hypertrophy, and hypertrophic degenerative changes of the facet joints bilaterally. AP spinal canal diameter 4 to 5 millimeters with crowding of the cauda equina and absent CSF signal around the nerve roots, mild neuroforaminal narrowing on the right. Next subparagraph, L4-L5, severe spinal stenosis due to disc bulging, ligamentum flavum hypertrophy, prominent hypertrophic degenerative changes of the facet joints bilaterally, AP dural sac diameter, very narrow at 3 to 4 millimeters. Severe crowding of the cauda equina with lack of CSF around the nerve roots. No significant spinal stenosis. Next subparagraph, L5S1, no significant stenosis, foraminal narrowing, or facet degenerative change with facet degenerative changes bilaterally. New paragraph. Today, Florencio can bend and stoop, bending forward, touching almost to his toes without clinical symptoms of back pain. He ambulates without difficulty. New paragraph, his motor testing does not demonstrate obvious motor weakness, proximally or distally. A new paragraph, diagnostic impression. History of progressive lumbar spinal stenosis with compromise of the cauda equina and symptomatic with clinical symptoms of saddle paresthesias, distal radiculopathy, however, without clear motor weakness today. Recommendations. I'm scheduling him for a right lower extremity EMG nerve conduction study for diagnostic purposes. New paragraph. We are going to refer him for a certified orthopedic spinal surgery evaluation at Sutter or UC Davis for an opinion as to intervention that might be required now or in the future. New paragraph, today I've counseled him to avoid any heavy lifting or active sports that would exacerbate his condition, which he is already doing. New paragraph. We discuss his findings and problems and the possibility that he may need surgery now or in the future. New paragraph. We also discuss other measures that might be useful in the meantime for intervention, but I have no suggestions since he has no spinal pain by his report. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when he returns for his electrodiagnostic testing. New paragraph, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.